Next item number five, is we're going to get a review, I believe, from Karen Levy regarding pension cleanup bills that are going forward in the legislature and kind of where they are. I believe she sent out a memo under item five, and item six, it deals with our IRS, which is the next item. Thank you again.
Yes, we have a memo for the board summarizing three bills that are pending currently with the legislature, making changes to the Searle law and the PEPRA law. And so the first one that I have in the memo, these are still pending. They haven't been enacted. Some of them have been amended, so we went through and summarized what the current version says. The first one is AB 1380, and that bill is one of those cleanup cross-reference type bills that would add references to the Searle, the 37 Act, of provisions from PEPRA, which was passed last year, so that folks can look up the comparable PEPRA provision when they look at the 37 Act. So it's actually a very, very lengthy bill, and it's highly technical, and I've listed for you the some of the cross-references that are made in that bill. For example, in provisions relating to retirement eligibility, purchase of service, the definition of final compensation, that kind of thing. So if we take final compensation or compensation earnable, for example, as you know, in the 37 Act, there was one definition. In PEPRA, there's a whole other definition that's applicable to new members. So if this bill passes, then when somebody looks up the compensation earnable definition in the 37 Act, it'll have a reference to the PEPRA definition for pensionable compensation. So that's what AB 1380 does, or would do, if passed. AB 205 has to do with investments, and this provision would encourage 37 Act systems to invest in in-state infrastructure projects. This provision already exists for CalPERS and CalSTRS, but this pending legislation would extend that encouragement to 37 Act systems.
Could we go back to 1380 for just a second?
Yes.
Did they come up with the definition of final compensation?
Did they?
Yeah, in the bill, under the sections in which you say this technical cleanup bill was done, that they worked on the definition of final compensation.
No, these don't change any definitions. Okay. This bill simply adds cross-references and says, okay, for new members, look at this section in PEPRA to see what their compensation is.
Okay.
So when you said amend, you're thinking of them adding the cross-references rather than amending some language in PEPRA.
It's additions.
However you say the county ones. Here.
Exactly. Additions of cross-referencing. They're not editing the actual language of the statute in the 37 Act or PEPRA.
It sounds like cross-referencing is almost a way to help define something. So it's confusing me what you're telling me right now. Part of it is saying it's not going to redefine it.
Correct.
You define something, you can always cross-reference to help you explain it. So
it's something like, imagine having two separate books with similar subjects. One book, when you look up the subject, you read one thing, and then at the end it says, for how that subject is addressed in the other book, PEPRA, mm-hmm, look at this provision. And so it gives you a page reference. So you look at the other book, now you have a reference for what page to look at.
Which helps define it. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't help define it. It helps you find the correct provision in the correct book. Does that make sense?
Well, it's like it doesn't right now, but it's like
so
a dictionary.
It's a cross-reference.
So if a dictionary, you look up a word and it says, it'll give examples of where to look to also see how this word means. You go to the other one saying, give an example, we're trying to define pensionable compensation.
Okay.
That's something we've been discussing.
Yeah. So if you look at the compensation earnable provision in the 37 Act, mm-hmm. it'll tell you what that definition is. This bill wouldn't change that definition.
Right.
This bill at the end would say, for new members under PEPRA, go to this particular provision, which is, 7522.34, I think.
C.
Subdivision C. And that is the one that's applicable for new members.
So can you give an example of what's pensionable compensation in 1937 that we're thinking is not in PEPRA, and would that ever be cross-referenced? So you've got pensionable compensation in PEPRA, pensionable compensation 1937 Act, which I don't know what a good example would be. Would it be a longevity pay or something? Is there going to be a cross-reference?
Leave cash outs.
Okay.
Under the definition of comp earnable, they're included under board regulations. This bill doesn't change any of that. It'll just tell you for new members, for PEPRA members, look at this other particular provision in PEPRA to tell you what pensionable compensation is, mm-hmm. and it happens to exclude all leave cash outs from
so you basic
compensation. So this doesn't make any changes to the substance. Anywhere.
It keeps referring
you
to the old
law. It just gives you a cross-reference, what page to look at for new members, for
but
the
SB 13 actually does clarify.
Right.
That actually then is the one that you look at. That's actually creating new definitions.
One comment that just might make it easier to understand. PEPRA is done, it's passed, but rather than take all of PEPRA and incorporate it into the CERL, this is what they're doing. They're saying, we're not putting it in the CERL, but we'll give you the cross-reference there so you can still find what you need. That's really what they're doing. Mm-hmm.
Deborah. Just a comment on AB 205. So you're saying that it would authorize retirement boards to prioritize, and then I believe you used the word encourage. And I'm just wondering, what does encourage mean?
It means the legislature is telling us, they know they can't tell us to do it, but they encourage us. We could do it without this bill. It's another, I get so mad at the legislature. They take up time doing stuff they don't have to be doing.
It's not mandatory. It is an encouragement.
Somebody felt it was necessary to create legislation.
They want money.
To tell us that we can do this.
Which we already could do.
They'd like us to consider doing it. Yeah. As long as it's consistent.
And they recognize in the statute already that the board has a fiduciary duty to invest prudently. And they recognize that. And
who's
they say,
the author?
So long as you find that it's still within your fiduciary duty, the way I take it is if you decided to invest in something and maybe you have two comparable things, one is in California, one is outside, we encourage you to pick the one in California.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that we need your money.
I would encourage us to look at all of the facts of two investments and decide which one is.
Right. They understand that.
That's your fiduciary duty.
So if in my book, if the legislature wanted to encourage us to invest inside of California, maybe they would institute a program that would allow us to reduce the risk in certain investments like certain guarantees or something like that. That would be encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the author? Do you know?
I can find out.
We actually do this. If you look at DBL, it was originally created just to invest in the 200 poorest communities of the nine Bay Area counties. We've made a lot of money with them. We did it with the Crockett Cogen. We actually did a direct equity investment in the Crockett Cogen, redoing it before they sold it. So this board has actually paid attention to any opportunity locally.
There's no protection.
The bill is Assemblymember Pan, P-A-N. It was introduced January 30th, 2003.
You're looking for the motivation?
Well, now that the legislature, they're limited by how many bills they can introduce. It's just amazing to me. And this is a personal thing. I'm so ticked off at the state right now with all their do-nothing stuff. And, the Public Records Act, it comes down to local government. Water is a big thing, comes down to local government. This is another thing, don't waste your time telling us what we can or cannot do, because obviously we can do it already. So why are you wasting a bill encouraging us, other than they want money? And right now there aren't too many infrastructure projects in California that I'd want us to consider investing in, because that's high-speed rail and the tunnels. And
there's a bridge.
A bridge.
Well, you know.
So you get it cheap right now.
You don't need to put that in the minutes. It's just Karen venting.
It already is. It's recorded. Sorry.
That's fine. I think we're ready to go on to SB 13, where
okay,
we do see a little change in interpretation here.
SB 13 is PEPRA cleanup legislation. It is now become an urgency bill, meaning that it would require a two-thirds vote to pass, and it would take effect immediately upon enactment. Typically, when bills are not an urgency measure, they become effective on January 1 of the following year. This one has technical corrections to PEPRA. I've listed them for you, at least a summary of them. It appears that in many of the PEPRA provisions, the legislature originally used the words employee or employees when they really meant members, and so there's a lot of changes that change the word employee to member, and that refers to a retirement system member. Are there any ones that anybody has a question about?
I think the one that really pops out to me is the concurrent membership, the actual first bullet. Within 6 months of beginning employment with a new employer, they're exempt from PEPRA tiers. So basically,
they get to carry over what they were before.
Right. So that's sort of their bow to vested
rights.
They're
clarifying the grandfathering in of
right.
employees who had employment with another public agency and were members.
Yeah, if you were a concurrent member, for example, like a PERS, but in this case you're a concurrent member of another 37 Act, you're going to be grandfathered in. This is
I don't know if we have any situations here of concurrent membership. I don't know that we do. I would turn to the benefits folks now. So I don't know that this would change anything for our system in terms of making the decision of whether someone is a PEPRA member or gets the old tier that was in place in December of 2012.
The other one, 6 going down on the bullets, automatic cost of living adjustments is considered part of the normal cost rate. I know that's been debated a lot, but this bill will basically say that it is. Right. Yes, Richard.
actually, Karen and Harvey, what, if any, of provisions this bill affect our current court suit? Because I see things like clarifications and stuff like that. So what, if anything, in this bill could affect our current thinking as far as these items that are mentioned?
You're speaking of the AB 197 lawsuit?
Right, yeah. Which is, you know, was a cleanup of 340, and 340 is PETRA. So I'm just, you know, we're talking about clarifications. And here my other thing is, could this bill be amended as it stands right now and make moot our court challenges?
Well, I look at bullet 10. I think that has a direct impact. It's saying it clarifies that exclusions from pensionable compensation apply only to new members.
Only
new
for
members
the PEPRA tiers.
Are PEPRA members.
The lawsuit is not about that.
No.
I don't think anything in this bill would impact the lawsuit.
No. Is that your opinion too, Harvey?
Being litigated currently.
So you don't interpret that line there, this understanding here, as the idea of protection of vested rights?
No.
That's how I read that.
Understand the phrase pensionable compensation is only for PEPRA new members. Comp earnable is for the AB 197 current members of the system.
Yeah,
so this clarifies only for new PEPRA members what the exclusions.
So they only use the term pensionable compensation with PEPRA members.
For new PEPRA
it's never
members.
Applied to old members.
Correct. That's
legacy members, the way PERS
legacy members, classic, right. Whatever you want to call it.
All
yeah.
Right. Okay.
No, I don't see anything in right now in the current SB 13 that would affect anything in the litigation. Of course, it could be amended. It's in the Assembly Committee now, so the Assembly Committee could report out amendments. They then would have to go back to the Senate. Anything's possible while it's still in this process.
Yeah, I don't want to play with the word amend too much, but, you know, you can change a word, and that's amending. You know, and you can also add a whole new section that's on a different subject, too. That's amending, too. I'm just saying there's a lot of words like clarify here, which means you have two different opinions. And I'm thinking we must have one of those opinions. So if the clarification goes against our opinion, then I think it has an impact. But I don't know. I'm just asking, and I got your answer, so I appreciate it.
So none of the clarifications and all of these bullet points conflict with how our system has implemented PEPRA.
Okay. Carrie and then Jerry.
My question is on the CPI adjustment is calculated each September?
Yeah, and we do it in
it's
calendar.
That's for pensionable compensation.
That's, again, that again, that's for new members.
New members.
So if this thing was to go through, then we would have to calculate for new members in September?
No, for pensionable compensation, the limit, $130,000.
Oh, okay. This is not the COLA for retirees.
Yeah.
Okay. At all.
Okay. This is the Social Security CPI.
Okay. Thank you.
That's why it's September.
Any other questions on the board? Any final statements you'd like to make?
By the way, yeah. In connection with this, just so you know, the PERS Benefits Committee held a hearing last week, and one of the questions from the committee members to staff was, are we, PERS, going to do anything with regard to this PEPRA cleanup stuff, SB 13? And apparently PERS is just, I think the word, Jerry, is punting would be.
Hunting.
If you like that old word.
I like that word.
More than clean.
PERS essentially has said that they're not going to seek any further clarification of anything in PEPRA or any of that legislation, AB 340, that passed. So at least until September. So they're actually doing nothing to further clarify. Remember, some of our discussions had been, you know, they're the elephant in the room under AB 340. Let's see what they do. They're doing nothing beyond that circular letter they put out last Christmas in terms of this. And in fact, the chairman of the PERS board, Rob Fechner, said publicly on camera, since PERS had nothing to do with drafting AB 340, why do we even have to follow it? The answer was, of course, because it's the state law.
Minor detail.
But anyhow, so we cannot, you know, we'll be making our own decisions here, not based on anything that, you know, PERS has weighed in on or influenced, you know, these issues about in the next few months.
Do you need a recommendation that we acknowledge that we received the file? Because that's what it says here.
Right. Just accept and file.
So there's a motion to accept and file. Is there a second?
Second.
If so moved and accepted, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any objections? Any abstentions? Mm-hmm. We're going to close end on item 6, which is the IRS letter of determination.